3/4 of a century ago, the American people rallied to the cause of defeating Imperial Japan and Nazi Germany, two regimes that had left so much devastation in their wake, from Poland to China. And yes, the generation that rose to meet the challenge has long been known as America's greatest generation. But of course, as so often in the human condition, even that era's eventual saviors of humanity were initially reluctant to put aside their private concerns to join the Great Crusade. Indeed, it took the direct Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor to arouse most of them from their lethargy. Aroused, of course, as well by the call from President Roosevelt, who promised in his oath of office to defend America from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Nevertheless, the fact of the matter is, looking objectively, the Japanese Empire never threatened the United States directly. Sure, they certainly threatened our territories from the Philippines to Hawaii, but not the United States themselves. And of course, after the Japanese attack, America went on to declare war on Nazi Germany. But again, being realistic, however horrifically genocidal Germany's Nazi regime was, the simple fact of the matter is, Nazi Germany never directly threatened the United States. Certainly threatened, indeed, had conquered many of our allies in Europe. But again, like Imperial Japan, the Nazis never directly threatened these United States. Today, of course, the situation is quite different. While the oath FDR and all of our presidents take to protect the nation from enemies both foreign and domestic is just as relevant. Indeed, even more so, as today's assault comes, as the founders also anticipated, from domestic enemies of the nation, and offers a challenge that neither Imperial Japan nor Nazi Germany ever posed to the United States. Not only an assault on the democratic traditions that define American civilization, our way of life, if you like, but to life itself with its assault, not only on the effort to keep dramatic climate change, the product of prolific burning of a climate-busting fossil fuels under control, but its egregious efforts to hinder even those looking for ways to adapt to those wrenching changes already in the pipeline of our climatic future. Indeed, a twin assault not only on America's identity, but long-term survival. From this administration's enthusiastic assault on the nation's free press, the very guarantor of a free society, to its willingness to undermine America's self-identity as a people united by shared culture rather than divided by ethnic differences. Indeed, an administration addicted to staging Nazi-style Nuremberg rallies full of people seemingly eager to put on the American equivalent of the sort of uniforms, black and brown, that once distinguished Mussolini and Hitler's followers. A leader, Donald Trump, who does not even hide the fact that he admires dictators more than democratic leaders, be they foreign or domestic. No, the simple fact of the matter is that not since the Civil War has modern America faced such an open assault on the American way of life, both spiritual and physical. An assault that literally pales in comparison to that threat the greatest generation rallied itself for. But of course, this is not 1941, and 2018's challenge against enemies, not foreign but domestic, does not require us to raise an army of warriors, as the greatest generation did, but an army of political activists and campaign financial contributors, complemented by an army of electrical engineers, folks to find faster ways to transition to safer energy sources, and civil engineers to restructure our infrastructure to be more resilient to those climate disruptions that are coming nonetheless. And most immediately, that army of sophisticated political activists who need to focus all their efforts on getting as many voters as they can to the polls this November to constitutionally empower the House of Representatives to actualize a veto, a mighty wall, if you will, against the Trump administration's efforts to undermine all the social and environmental progress made in the last generation and our hopes for building a successful future, united as a democratic community ready to face the challenges to come.